This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And our weekly check-in with State Representative Virgil Osborne, live from Salem. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. It's been an interesting day so far, and I know a lot of things are happening in Salem. I was just thinking at the beginning here, do you ever look around, being new, fairly new in office, just a few months in, and look around and just contemplate the fact that you really are a state representative and all that goes with it?
Yeah, there are days, definitely, Kyle, that the job is awe-inspiring. And, it's amazing how much authority your vote really has. And, I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to make a difference for the people that I represent. And I fight every day. And if you follow me on social media, you'll see some of what we posted. But I fight every day to make a difference. We don't always win, but I do hold people accountable.
Well, talk about what's been going on there this week that you've been focused on.
So this week for me was a relatively short week. I had to come back into district to go to a meeting on Tuesday, but while I was gone, the House, we pretty well cleared our docket of bills that were coming through. And while I was gone on Tuesday, the House did a bill pull, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but basically what that means is a bill pull is any bills that are, we've done this before, any bills that are in committee that are basically doomed to die in committee or doomed not to come out anytime soon, we can go onto the House floor and pull those bills forward, attempt to pull those bills forward by vote. And so we did a bill pull on tax bills. And amazingly, well, not really so much amazingly, but the Democrats declined to hear all of them. And it looks like we did bill pulls on five different bills. And one of them was my cat tax bill, which was House Bill 2433, which actually raises the cat tax ceiling from $1 million up to $5 million to give businesses a break under that $5 million umbrella. It almost got out of committee. It's still alive, but it was 29-29 on the floor, so it did not get pulled out of committee. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes.
Wow. So talk about, is this a newer strategy? It seems like, and maybe it's just the terminology, it seems like it's the first session where I've heard more about this bill pull idea.
Yeah, there's some strategy to it. I think accountability is probably the biggest thing. We did a bill pull here a while back on several bills that were related to student safety in our schools, and the Democrats also voted all those down as well. In fact, in one particular bill that was sponsored by a Democrat, he voted to pull it out of committee, and they made him change his vote on the floor. And in this particular instance, all of these bills, like House Bill 2119, it repeals the corporate tax on all goods and services. Motion to refer, it was referred and it failed. 23 yes on Republicans, 35 no's on Democrats' side. Of course, I already talked about my cat tax bill, but all of these bills that we tried to pull were related to reducing debt on businesses, tax related. And what happens with taxes on businesses is it's shared amongst, the people that are actually using the businesses. So it's good for everybody in the state to have reduced taxes when you can do it. And this is one of those tactics, I guess, or strategies that says, look, if you want to play along, we will play with you guys, and we will try to help the citizens. And if you decide that you don't want to do that, well, there you go. So we actually did a press release on this as well.
Well, it's interesting to see, some days you probably feel like you make progress on some things, and then some days it's like, a couple steps forward, a couple steps back sometimes.
It is. There. I have done a fair amount of floor testimony as well, and I just recently did a floor piece, and it's on my social media, for House Bill 2057, which was a contractor bill that changed the laws in our already existing BOLI laws that basically lets a subcontractor's employees sue a contractor, the general contractor, for money that the subcontractor didn't pay, even though the general contractor has paid the subcontractor. It's clearly a horrible bill, and I fought that really hard, and we actually were able to bring some of the Democrats over onto our side on that, but it still got out of the House. And our hope is, and the only hope we can really have on a lot of these things, is that when it gets to the Senate will relook at it. If we have enough no votes, the Senate will take it into consideration and maybe try to amend some of these bills so they're not quite as bad. A lot of bills have died. I have heard now, I don't have an exact number, but of the 4,000 roughly bills, I have heard that almost 3,000 of them, or possibly more than 3,000, have actually died, which is in some ways good.
Now, is there a philosophical shift or a difference between the House and the Senate? I know that some sessions you might have the Senate be a bit more moderate, where the House might be more progressive. How's it looking this year?
You know, I look, as a newbie looking on the whole thing from 30,000 feet, I'd say we're very similar on both sides. I think that I would say we're very similar. It's obviously the majority is very progressive. You can see that in some of these bills that we have coming up, like House Bill 2002 and 2005. And, you know, I think on the Senate side, when they get those over there, and they will end up getting them, they're going to fight like heck to stop them on the Republicans. Our Republican senators will try to stop it. But, I'd say we're very similar this session.
And for the rural lawmakers, are you working a lot together to try to be sort of a coalition?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, particularly in Southern Oregon, you know, we have myself and Court Boyce and Chris Goodwin, and then we also have our newest senator, David Brock Smith. And we work on a lot of bills together. We just actually, there's a bill coming up, a Senate bill that was pushed by David. It got through the Senate, which is a great, it was a 100, it was unanimous out of the Senate. And it was Senate Bill 872, which is a wildfire reduction bill, which forces the state to partner with the feds to actually go in and clean up problems that cause wildfire. Like, for instance, thinning and taking care of the forest as a good neighbor. So those are bills that we work on together, particularly for our districts. And that's great news. So that'll hit the House floor here hopefully soon.
And do you feel like, just given the fact that we're already in mid-April and with the deadline of the session coming in June sometime, I believe, that you're going to get through everything that folks want to at least have an opportunity to vote on?
No, I really don't think so. I think what's happened right now is for a while the House, we were running just maybe two bills a day, and then we went to working 6 days a week, and we ran some more. And now I believe the Senate is down to about two bills a day. And a lot of this is there. I'm sure there are some stall tactics going on because we have some really nasty bills coming up. The 2002 abortion bill being one of them, and the 2005 gun control bill being the other. I think that you're going to see a lot of testimony. You're going to see the entire legislative process slow down to try to somehow stop the crazy that both of those bills have in them.
It'll be interesting to see. I got a minute left here. Anything else you want to share with folks before we go?
Yes, tomorrow night, Jacoby Auditorium, and it is online. And we are having our Ways and Means Committee meeting in Roseburg for the first time ever. Again, our Republican Party local representatives fought hard to make sure that this happened. Ways and Means never comes out of Salem, but this time they're coming to Roseburg, so you will have a chance to voice your concerns and opinions on where your tax money is spent. So if you don't make it, you're going to miss something, a very, very important event.
All right. State Representative Virgil Osborne live from Salem. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Take care.
All right. 8:40 at the Morning Report.